AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio. And of course, you can always connect with us on your online streaming where you can listen live at kdow.biz. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220. Get your questions and comments on the air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly off air, offline, you can do that by emailing me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC30 or Small Business Concierge, your Bay Area problem solver, your nationwide problem solver. Actually, anyone in the nation can connect with us in terms of what you're doing in your small businesses. So there's some congratulations that need to happen, You know, I love American Express and what they do for small businesses. And so American Express and companies like that and FedEx and looking for opportunities and contests. And if you're a small business out there, you should be looking for contests out there that you can compete and maybe win some money to invest in your business or expand it or grow it, or maybe a little bit of seed capital. Seed capital is kind of tricky to get for small businesses, but FedEx awards more than $3,300,000 to winners of the FedEx Small Business Grant Contest. So that news is pretty hot. Congratulations to those that have won, and look for those contests out there. So the grand prizes out there went to several businesses, so $30,000 plus $1,000 in FedEx Office Print and Business Services. And so if you want to read this story in full, you can go out to kdow.biz's website to read it. But I look at these sort of things every year. Every year I'm looking at what are the contests coming up, small business grant contests, what grants are out there, what's coming into the new year. I always try to look towards the end of the year, sometime in December. January is, you know, of any year is fantastic to kind of look up these sort of things and then compete. And someone's going to win. A small business is going to win. A minority business, small business owner is going to win. A woman in business is going to win. A youth in business is going to win. In fact, I had a client, actually still a client, and just graduated from college, San Jose State University, this last year. And she worked really hard on her business plan. And truth be told, you know, when college students, you're not sure if they're really kind of, are they really going to do this business, or are they just doing it for their college class to get through their grades? And actually, she really wants to develop her business. And so we worked really hard on it, and she did a great job. She worked really hard on it. And I actually had an opportunity to go in and be one of the judges for, not for the contest for the business plan, but for the pitches and everything that they did later. And so just stellar. She just crushed it. And when you just crush it, winning's not hard. So if you put in the effort, there's always going to be a competitive process. It might be nationwide, it might be local, it might be college-wide. But you can't win unless you're in it. So FedEx press release that came out today, actually, today. Winners of the 11th annual FedEx Small Business Grant Contest. 10 U.S.-based businesses were chosen this year out of over 8,000 1,200 entries. That's the roll of the dice, right? That's what happens. And oftentimes I hear small businesses say, you know, I keep applying, but I'm not winning. But you got to keep applying so you can win. And so keep applying, because it's not how many you don't win, it's how many you can win. And you can't win unless you are in the game. So get in the game. I'd love to tell you all of the businesses that won, and they won gift cards, cash. They won all kinds of different categories that FedEx has done. So I think that's absolutely fantastic. And we're going to re-put their press release in our magazine. We want people to know that it is small business time. So congrats out there if you are one of the winners of the FedEx Awards for the Small Business Grant Contest. And so speaking of grants and speaking of small business funding, let's talk a little bit about that. Let me share some of my thoughts on ways for small businesses to consider applying for a grant. And I'm getting a lot of questions, and I'm seeing small businesses really, really, really are heavily looking into grants. If you go out to places like Thumbtack, you're looking at small businesses wanting grant opportunities, from getting their businesses to start, getting that seed funding. And again, seed funding is tricky, so I would not hang my hat on that necessarily. Expand or get new equipment, whatever the case may be. But there's some things to think about. First of all, the word grant is not synonymous with, if I get a grant, I need a grant writer, and I'll pay the grant writer after I get the grant. That just is the wrong thinking, because grant writers want to be paid for their services, and they should be. And so you'll see many grant writers, if you're reaching out to them and they're saying, hey, let's get in a contract and let's get to work, that's what they do. And they're not going to, don't expect them to, I guess the best way to put it is, wait for you to win a grant to get paid after they've done hours and hours worth of work and research and the depth in which it takes to write a formidable response, a response that allows you to compete, what I like to call, vigorously in the Olympics of grants. And particularly for small businesses, it's an uphill climb, but it's not an impossible climb. There is a summit, so it's not an impossible climb for you to get to the top and be one of the winners. And I know this because I write grants. I am formidable in writing grants. I've been doing it for many, many years. And I've helped a lot of organizations and companies win all kinds of money, different types of money, from grants to RFPs, responses and RFQs, all of the RFIs, LOIs, you name it. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, yeah, crowdfunding, loans, lines. There's different kind of money. So when a small business is asking me, Coach, I need money, I need some funding, my first question is, how much funding do you need? And my second question is, do you have a budget or a funding plan? And typically, most of them haven't done their homework, and they said, they'll say something like, I think I need about $50,000 or $20,000, $100,000, $150,000. Great. What are you going to use it for? Because that's going to be a question, even for grants. When you're going after grants, you know what they want to know? What are you going to use the money for? Are you going to be able to report out when it's time to report back to the funders? So it's not just someone's going to hand you this golden goose for you to go and do whatever you want with it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So there's some things to think about. And I want you to think about what kind of money you want. I've done grants for college grants, right? So you're not getting out of college and you have all of this debt. And so I've been doing it for a long, long time. And hopefully on today's show, you'll get a little bit of insight on getting access to some of this creative funding. I like to call it creative funding as well. But competing, how do you compete? How do you know whether or not you're grant ready as a small business? And I'm talking to a lot of small business owners. And the number one thing that I'm telling them right now is that you're not grant ready. You're not ready to invest anywhere from, depending on the grant writer, anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 per grant, per RFP. If you're going after significant amounts of money, expect it. If you are getting like kind of like low-hanging fruit grants, those sorts of maybe $5,000, $2,500, $500, don't hire a grant writer, but learn how to compete competitively, vigorously, which means that the grant application can look extremely simple. Great, I got it. I can answer these questions. And then you go and answer them by the seat of your pants and you don't win. You don't compete vigorously. And you're like, oh, I didn't win. And you, in some grants, you might have to, like the Amber grant, you have to spend $15 to get it processed. And their grant application, Amber grants are for women in business, and they have different categories, and they have a general grant. So every month, the Amber grant is given out. They give out $10,000 a month. And then if you don't win and you fit into one of their categories and that grant is upcoming sometime during that year, they will automatically submit your grant for that opportunity. And you may or may not win that. And then if you do win, this is so fantastic, in December, if you won, you automatically can compete for their $25,000 grant award. So you could win up to $35,000 on with the Amber Grant program. I've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit more about creative funding and how to help you really think about competing vigorously on a grant. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. We appreciate you listening in and tuning in today. So let's solve some money problems. As a small business, one of the number one problems that they share is access to capital. How can I get access to capital? How can I get a loan, line, grants? Everyone loves grants. Why? Because you don't have to pay them back. You are responsible for having to report back to the funder. You're going to have to report something on some level, even if it's minor. And the more the grant is, the bigger the grant, the more reporting you're going to be responsible for. So keep that in mind. But how do you get, like I said, how do you get grant ready? How do you prepare? What are things that you should think about? What are the things that are most significant to help you compete vigorously? If you are a new business owner, or if you are a seasoned business owner and you've been in business for 20 years or more, the same rules apply. And number one, if you don't have a business plan of some sort, whether a lean business plan or a comprehensive business plan, you need a business plan, a well thought out business plan. Content is key to responding to a grant opportunity. And a lot of times as business owners, you're gonna get some of the some questions that are similar, like, why did you start this business? What's your business structure? Are you an LLC? Are you a sole prop? Are you a C corporation? Are you an S corp? Things that should be simple enough for you to respond. But your content is critical. And if you have a business plan, which is a living document, which means that it's going to change over time, so don't do a business plan just to get funding. Do a business plan because it is a roadmap to your continued success, to include getting funding. So you want to keep that in mind. And having that plan ready means that you don't have to try to respond to grant questions, or if it's a federal grant, an RFP, a request for proposal for a grant program project, you have your responses and then you modify as needed, kind of like a resume. When you're putting out your resume in a company, you have three different companies and they'll need something a little different. You have a master resume and you can kind of adjust it. That's kind of the concept in terms of utilizing your business plan as an initial place for you to respond. It may not be all that you have. You may have a business plan, a marketing plan, a digital plan, SOSTIC plan, I like to call it. And then you want to respond well. And you can do all of the responding and say you want to hire a grant writer and to kind of review everything and just kind of give you that thumbs up. You could do that. I get hired by formidable organizations that know how to write grants and will bring me in, and they're really super busy, and so I'm doing the writing. But I've worked with some of these companies so long, I have an arsenal of responses. You want to get your assets together. So you want to make sure that you have resumes of those that you have on your team or those that you want to hire. You want to have an arsenal of information. You want to have your organizational chart together. You might have to share your org chart, especially on bigger grants. You're going to have to share your org chart. You're going to have to go through those resources. You may need letters of support, letters of recommendation. Now, these are typically grant by grant, but build relationships with your community. Make sure that your business is giving back. Make sure that it's doing something special that your city elected officials know about, your council members, your county supervisors, if you have them, assembly members, however your city is structured, and it changes from state to state on how some of those structures are, assembly members, senators, any of those that are in your elected officials that are supporters of small business, your mayors, you want to stay connected to them. You want to go to their events. Make sure that they're doing free events all the time. And so maybe you table at these events and you share about your business, what you're doing. And small businesses is in fact the backbone of America. We have state of California has 99.8% small businesses. We talked about that last week. The United States is 99%, and I believe it's 99.9% But it's 99% of small businesses, which means that you matter. And getting you access to capital for your business to grow, to thrive, and to maintain its sustainability is in America's best interest. So think about, don't just go and try to find a grant writer, and you go out to Thumbtack and you're looking for a grant writer, and you're talking about maybe $100 an hour, $75 an hour, $150 an hour, $200 an hour. It could have a significant range, usually not lower than $75 an hour. If they're lower than $75 an hour, I would be concerned about their expertise. They might just be getting started in the industry. And you might want to cut your teeth on them because they're learning and you can get somewhat of a deal. But still, it is a significant amount of work and preparation, and you want to get ready so you can compete vigorously in the Olympics of grants. And I am going to a commercial break. When you come back, more research on grants for small businesses. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Don't go away now.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Jackson here on Business on the Edge. We are talking about solving a pain point for small businesses, solving that access to capital need that they have and that you have as small business owners. And some of the grants out there, and again, like I said, do your homework, do your business plan. Make sure that you have your assets ready, like your resumes, your resume as the owner of the company, be important. But those that you are interested in hiring, if you don't have your team intact, if you do, then you're gonna make sure that you have the resume of your team members and then those that you wanna bring on board. And so it really depends on what type of grant you're competing on. And again, they come in all shapes or sizes, so don't get comfortable with a one-size-fit-all, but be prepared to compete vigorously. And anytime, the more content that you maintain, and then when you're competing for those grants, then that becomes part of your assets as well, not just your business plan or marketing plan or SOSTIX or whatever plans that you're doing to respond in a very specific, in your very specific response. And when you're responding to grants, you're responding in three different ways that I'd like to say, two to three different ways. There is a time for storytelling, and you have to know when to share your story. And the grant may ask, can you share your story? How did you get started in your business? If they don't, then you have to look for those opportunities to kind of share those little nuggets, but don't let that be the bulk of your response. They're trying to read these grants and determine who's the best fit for a limited number of grants that they may be giving out. And it may be just one huge grant, but you want to be able to respond with some creativity. So there will be opportunities, and you have to kind of learn how to pick those out and identify a great place for a success story. And then you have, it's technical writing, right? So you really need to be able to have some skill in technical writing. And then of course your data that backs up what you're saying. So you might have a great story or something wonderful that's happened in your company or what your industry is doing, and then you want to back that up with some facts. So those are really strong pieces for a business, a small business, when you're competing on your grants. And some of the grants out there, I was just kind of doing some research. I kind of have this spreadsheet that I like to keep as an Excel spreadsheet. And when I'm working with clients, I can go to different tabs and get information, and one of those are grants. And like I said, the best time to kind of look and see what's going on, especially coming into 1 year and out of another year, is at the end of the, for example, this year, and then at the beginning of next year, what's going on? What are the grants? What are the small business contests? What are the small business grants? What's the top grants for 2024? And you want to think about those things. And so, for example, women in business. And so if you do a search for grants for women in business in 2023, it's going to bring up a list, and you're going to want to check those out and see whether or not you are, if you qualify, right? So we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some tools and resources that can help you become really grant ready and be competitive. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. You know this is my favorite segment of the show because we are small business focused and we highlight things that we're doing at Small Business Concierge, and oftentimes we'll bring in a guest here or there because they're small businesses that you should know about. And we want to give them an opportunity to get a little bit of exposure here on the show. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit. We've been talking about grants and we're helping grants. And let's give you some resources that can help you get grant ready. And so as I've been really looking at what small businesses are saying to me in this 2023 and the pandemic, again, it just really changed the game for how we do business overall as a world, not just as a small business. And so small businesses just took a beating during the pandemic, and they want to be okay. And so we've got new businesses emerging, and they want resources, and they want ways, these alternative ways of helping their businesses start, grow, and thrive before something else comes down. But what we're doing that small businesses may not have been doing prior to the pandemic is really looking at exit strategies or pivot strategies, or what would they do if something happens. And so that's important. But we want to help them get strong. And the way to get strong is increasing their financial arsenal and helping them really do what they do great. And that's whatever they're providing, that product and service in their industry. And so listening to this, my team and I came together and we decided to add another type of subscription to our member plans for the Small Business Concierge. We have the Small Business Growth Plan. So if you are in growth mode and you want a place to go, and this is so wild. I was talking to a prospect actually this week. So typically when you come in, my assistant will schedule you and you actually will get on a Zoom call with me, and I'll have a conversation with you about what's your goals? What are your short-term, long-term goals for your business? What's going on and how we might best support you? And she was sharing with me all of this work that she was doing, and she's trying to understand grants, and it gets very complex, and the company that's supposed to be benefiting her business is charging her $199 a month, and she barely has time with them, that, and they're not doing anything. So she's frustrated, and I showed her, took her in the back end of our website into my portal, my member portal, because I own site, and showed her what she gets for $67 a month to become grant ready. And once you're grant ready, you can move your plan over to the business development growth plan, which is also $67 a month. And she just was jaw dropped on the inside our member porthole is a small business resource library. So it's kind of like if you got a gym membership at 24 Hour Fitness or LA Fitness or wherever you're at in the country, the way that the business, small business development system work, or grant readiness system work, is that you work it. And it's like going to the gym. If you don't use your gym membership, you're just not going to get fit, you know, laying in bed or watching your favorite TV show, eating Twinkies. It's just not going to happen. You can pay it every month, but it's not going to do anything for you unless you work the membership. And so we have a membership that you can work. You get connected to me. We have videos, and I continue to do videos and workshops, and I do a monthly consulting coaching call and all of these things to help you realize your genius and get connected to the resources that you need. And so we have a team that does our research, and we have the team member that updates the information in the back end, so that way you're getting information about your area. So right now we're working on a state by state. So we're going through every state and looking at small business resources that can benefit you. Now it's like going to the gym. So at the gym, you don't have every workout machine on the planet that's there, but you have enough to really get fit and just look fantastic. You can come out, guys, looking like a beast if you want to. And ladies, you can come out looking all kinds of wonderful. So that's what we do. And that's what the small business concierge do. And then once you're really ready and you look fantastic, then you'll have an opportunity. We have it in our member portal that you can request to come on the show at no additional cost. You can get selected to come on the radio show, and we can talk more about your business. And then, of course, you'll get opportunities to be in the magazine at no additional cost. We're going to help you get mass media reach around the globe. So these are opportunities. Why? To help small businesses not experience what they experienced in 2020. So I actually set this company up in July 2020. Because I was the director of the Alameda County Small Business Development Center, and I just saw small businesses dying. And so we got a solution for you to help you get all kinds of ready. Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Nice. Welcome back. You are listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0. Business on the Edge, Money 2.0. I'm so used to saying that. Business on the Edge. We are helping small businesses. You've got to build your business muscles. You've got to look for opportunities to increase your financial arsenal, access to capital before you need it. Don't let it become a fire before you need it. In fact, I sent an opportunity to a client earlier this week. We've got her applying for a significant loan, and came across a grant opportunity that she's a fit for. So come on, let's apply for it. And the reason for that is so you don't have, you're always going to have unforeseen situations and circumstances, maybe equipment breaks down, whatever the case may be. But you want to be able to have that little nest egg back there that can be supportive, or the resources you need to, again, to get your business to its next level. And I said earlier, seed capital is kind of tricky to get, and we really have to look at what's out there that might be a fit for your business to give you seed capital to get your business off the ground. That is not easy unless you're in the tech industry, and the tech industry gets very, very interesting very fast. So things to think about. But again, our resources at Small Business Concierge are all designed for the benefit of a small business's long-term objectives. It's an opportunity. It's an offer for you to not go it alone. It's an opportunity and an offer for you to have resources at your fingertips where you have your own small business gym that you can go to and access the team members that are there to build and grow your business. And again, there's videos, we're continuously making sure that you have access to the radio show and you have access to live plan. For example, I said you need to build your business plan. Well, you get a 30-day free access to software as a service, Palo Alto Software's live plan. We have a master agreement with them. Why? So you can build your plan. You can see your numbers. You can have your marketing done. You can have your financial model done. Why? So you can use it to strengthen your opportunities in your business. And so much there for you. Directory listings at no cost. Small businesses have to learn that marketing, advertising, and branding is not a cost that you can afford not to invest in. We help you with that by giving you some freebies so you can learn. And again, the trainings that I'm doing, the monthly trainings, the videos, is a place for you to learn how to really advance your business as a small business owner. And so go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Take a look at our member subscriptions. But even before you do that, take a look at our, we've got a video explainer out there. We've got loads of shows that I've done here on AM 1220 KDOW. You can review that arsenal, that widget is out there. You can take a look at our Small Business Concierge magazine and digital catalog and decide whether or not you want to be a part of the next level of your genius as a small business. This is the next wave of business. And grants are so, it's like in demand for small businesses. And how do you get ready? Think about, like I said earlier, get your business plan done. Get your assets together that you're going to need to support that response. And again, if you did like the Amber Grant for those women in business out there, if you saw their application, it's literally so short, it's ridiculous. But you have to pay attention to the questions and make sure that you're responding specifically to those questions. And don't go and respond, and because it's so short, go and do a surf around the website and see what they like. Who have won prior to you? You can see that. Investigate the grantor and see what do they like to give into? Who do they support most? What industries? Do you see any kind of trends that you can capitalize on to allow yourself to have an edge over the entire nation because it's nationwide. So you're going to want to think about those things. And these are some of the things that you'll learn inside being a member of the Small Business Concierge, either the Grant Readiness or the Business Development Growth Plan. Both are the same cost. You get all kinds of goodies and things there to really, like I said, it's like going to the gym. So you might want to run on the treadmill. You might want to do some arm crunches as a small business. You might want to do some push-ups. So whatever it is, we're going to be there to support you. And this program supports you, AM 1220 KDOW. It is a great place for small businesses to be and to grow and to learn about investing. All of these things can create a stronger positioning and posture of your small business. And so my question to you out there, and by the way, before I forget it, happy Mother's Day to all of those moms out there. But my question to you out there is, what kind of small business do you want to be? Do you want to grow to? Do you want to stay a small business? Do you want to grow into a mid-sized business? Do you want to grow into a large corporation? Well, you're going to have to learn some things. You're going to have to do the work to get you there. And so these are some of the ways that you can do that. So hopefully you'll chew on this and make some decisions that's in the best interest of your business. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there. And again, happy Mother's Day to all of those moms out there.